It's crazy to think that items that we use and take for granted every day can be the leading cause of death to marine life. Unlike the irreplaceable turtles, whales, and dolphins, we can change the fate of Australia's beautiful wildlife that are greatly affected by the excess of plastic in our waters. Today, we are chatting about the types of items we use that can heavily impact the fate of marine animals' survival and the effective ways in which this can be prevented on a larger and smaller scale. To do this, we are joined by Dr. Kumar Schuyler, a research scientist at CSIRO, and has extensive research on the impacts of marine debris on wildlife. Good morning, Kumar.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I just wanted to start off by asking, what exactly are the most deadly items to marine wildlife?
Well, the items that we looked at through studying 76 different published research papers, we found that flexible plastics like plastic bags and food packaging are the biggest overall killer. And we also found that fishing debris and balloons were also really critically lethal to a lot of animals.
And is different animals affected by different types of plastic items?
Yeah, absolutely. So we looked at four main groups. We looked at cetaceans, whales and dolphins, pinnipeds, which are seals and sea lions, sea turtles and seabirds. And what we found that overall, the flexible plastics were the biggest killer over all the groups, but the cetaceans were most affected. Cetaceans and sea turtles were most affected by those film-like plastics, whereas the seals and sea lions were really ingesting more fishing debris, which led to more deaths in that group. And seabirds eat a lot of hard plastic, so that caused death in a lot of them as well.
And what is the extent of damage to animals when they consume these plastic items that we discard, really?
Well, there are a couple of different ways that ingesting plastics or eating plastics can affect an animal. First is that it can impact the gut, so it really just blocks up the intestinal system and stops food from traveling through it. And things like those film plastics, when you scrunch them up into a ball, you can easily imagine how they might stop up the intestinal system. And that just leads to a long, slow death by starvation. Sometimes the animals can't swim as well, so they might get struck by boats. But also eating sharp objects, small pieces of plastic or hooks, for example, can pierce the wall of the intestinal system. And that's pretty gross when the gut contents leak out into the body cavity, also causing infection and death.
Oh dear, it's just awful to think about the amount of damage that all this single-use plastic is using. What are governments and corporations doing about it in Australia?
Well, what we've seen in Australia, but also in other countries, is there have been plastic bag bans, fees for bags. There have been container deposit laws, and our research indicates that those types of legislation are effective at reducing plastic in the environment. But that's what governments can do. There's lots of avenues that governments can take.
And I'm interested, you mentioned there about like the plastic ban and the fees. There has been a lot of movement over the last few years to reduce or ban completely single-use plastic. Have we seen an impact or a reduction when researching marine animals?
Where we see the reduction, because once you get to the marine animal, it's really kind of far down the track, right? You know, the item's been discarded, it's ended up in the environment, it gets into the ocean, it breaks down, the animal eats it. So there's quite a long chain until you get to the actual impact on the animal. But we do know that at that second step of the items entering the environment, we have seen both in Australia as well as our research in the United States that when you implement a container deposit scheme where people have to pay money a bit of extra money and they get that money back when they return the plastic bottle or the can, we do see fewer of those items in the environment. So there'll be fewer items available to leak into the environment to be eaten by those animals down the track.
And what can listeners do to help reduce this excess plastic in our oceans, in our waters?
There are lots of ways that we can help individually. I mean, the first thing I think is in our behavior of avoiding single-use plastics, so using your reusable water bottles, refusing the straw at the fast food place, for example, and also educating yourself and informing yourself about what are the impacts and helping to explain to others what those impacts are and why they might want to change their behavior.
Kumar, thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning and telling us about it. It's such an important issue that we still need to make so much more progress on.
Indeed. Thank you so much for having me.